Blog Talk Radio.
I will do my best here to make sure this sounds okay.
I'm not really sure.
I think it still sounds pretty crazy. Give me a second. I'll be right back.
And we apologize for that small glitch there. I'll be honest with you, I'm not real sure what happened there. But welcome to Revolution Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact George. Going to get Brett Reese on the line here in just a few short seconds. Hang tight there. Let me see if I can get him on, because after we speak with Mr. Brett Reese, I am going to preview the matchup coming up. You know, five games to a championship is what we're left here to. So, let me see if I can get him on the line, and we will get right into it.
Hello?
Is this Brett?
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Jeremy the Impact York from Revolution Zone. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing better now. We had a small technical glitch that made it to where my headphones didn't work, and it was making quite the echo out here.
Oh, right.
But things happen, and, just like the voice of your Texas Revolution, Sonny Clark, I am a pro, and I will happily say that I picked it. So we will
go
on with it. And
yes,
I know you're on limited time tonight, so we're going to get right into it.
All right, let's do it.
I do want to welcome you to the show. And, of course, like I said, I am talking to Brett Reese, Jr. of your Texas Revolution. I guess you'd be the pride of Ouachita Baptist University, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I practiced.
I try,
how to say that. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
I'm surprised not many people do.
Hey, thanks to the internet and 2 years of French in high school, I can say most things. let's start right there. Actually, you have a teammate on the Revolution that did you guys play there at the same time as well?
We did. We played 3 out of my 4 years at Ouachita together.
And, of course, I would be talking about your teammate Roy, correct?
Yes, sir. He's, it's cool because I'm actually going to be in his wedding in September. So our relationship goes on and off the field. He's also my roommate as well this year, too. So we spend a lot of time together.
Hey, that's always good. And that's something that I've noticed in interviewing you guys this season so far, and just when I talk to other people around the team, you guys have such a close-knit family environment there at the Revolution that it's something you don't see a lot in sports anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's actually really cool that all the guys are real close, man, because, all we have is each other out and off the field, so whenever anything goes wrong or we need something, we can always call on one of our teammates to have to pick us up or help us out. And that's one of the good things about being a family is that you can always call on your brother to help you out.
That's absolutely true. We'll go back to, in case somebody does find themselves in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, yes, I looked that up too, and happens to be out there near Ouachita Baptist University. Tell us a little bit about your time there.
Man, I was there 4 years. At first, I'm not going to lie, I didn't like it. I was coming from Houston, big city. When you get to Arkadelphia, it's not much there. All there is pretty much is a Walmart. So I definitely had to get adjusted to that. I mean, it's a really good town, a lot of great people there. It's not much to do, so you can't get in too much trouble while you're there. You gotta go looking for it, which is something I try not to do. I mean, like I said, the people, the school is great. We had great coaches. like a great coaching staff that always I've tried to get us to the next level. So I can speak for me and Roy that we definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, and it's actually kind of cool that, you know, you end up with a teammate later on in life, because you never know the way college shakes out, whether you're going to see those people again. But, you know, it's fortunate you guys get to still spend so much time together.
I know. We actually, during the offseason, we were deciding on what teams we wanted to go to, because a lot of the same teams were looking at us, and we decided to come to Texas because it was the best situation for both of us.
I think that's a good thing. And I know you guys can help build that family aspect that you guys are doing with the Revolution.
Exactly.
You actually spent some time in the AFL as well with the San Antonio Talons, correct?
Yes, sir. Last year I played with the Talons. I didn't play the whole season with them. I was down there the whole time, but I only played 6 or 7 games. It was a great experience, man. You know, you got to meet a lot of great people. You got to play in a lot of good venues. I was actually born in San Antonio, so getting to play in the Alamo Dome was awesome for me. And getting to travel all across the U.S. to play football, you can't ask for more than that.
No, you definitely cannot on that. You know, because a lot of people don't realize that a lot of you guys come from experienced backgrounds. So that's why I try to at least set up the story as to how you got here, which leads me to what is kind of your abbreviated story to this point as to how you got to pretty much being number one wide receiver for the Texas Revolution?
Man, it's a lot of hard work. I came in with Coach Wendell when he came down here. He asked me to come out, and I was happy to do so. We have a history, but I was happy that he asked me to come out. And pretty much it's just one of those things to where when the ball's in the air, you got to make a play. And I've been lucky to make a lot of them during the year.
Yeah, you've made quite a few. And a lot of people actually wrote in when they heard you're going to be on the show, so I do have to address it. How's the rehab and injury coming?
Man, it was going good. We had a pretty big setback today. The doctor said that I have a stress fracture in my foot. So I'm officially out for the season now. So I will not be coming back, unfortunately.
Well, that just means that you become number one cheerleader.
I've been that way for the past 3 weeks, so I'll be everybody's number one fan on the field.
Absolutely, and that just, you know, speaks volumes as to the family aspect once again, and that you guys do support each other.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I guess that's breaking news here to everybody that unfortunately Brett won't be suiting up and playing for the rest of the year, but he'll still be at all the games. He'll still be the loudest non-player on the field for sure, and I know you're going to give them a lot of crap too throughout the game. Like, come on, you can't miss that. You got to take that
every play. And that's one of the biggest things. Since I'm not playing, I try and be like another voice for the coaches and for the players, kind of like a liaison between the two. The things that the coaches are seeing, or even I'm seeing that the players might not be seeing. I try and talk to them about that, like give them little tips here and there. And I'll be out there with my boot, you know, cheering everybody on. Hopefully I won't have to jump on the turf and yell at any referees while I'm on the sideline.
Excuse me there. But, I'm sure as soon as – well, your coaches probably know at this point anyway, but if Coach Wyman or Coach Welter or Coach Glenn find out that you can be another set of eyes like that, I'm sure they're going to hand you a clipboard and put you to work.
They will not hesitate, I promise you that. I've been the past few games, I've been kind of like the co-offensive coordinator, like just helping out Kent because he's been calling most of the plays, just trying to say some things that I've seen that he might not have seen, talk a little bit on the sidelines about what's going on. And I've gotten a few play calls in there, here and there.
Hey, you never know. You might have a future down the road in coaching.
Hey, you never know. That's always the goal. Whenever you can contribute down the line, that's you gotta be grateful for any opportunity.
Yep, absolutely, and never giving up. Speaking of never giving up, what motivates you?
Man, a lot of things motivate me. Number one is my family. When they look up to me, they've been pushing me since I've been little to be the best I can be. One of the people that I play for the most is my little brother. I'm his biggest fan. He's my biggest fan. I'm his biggest hero. He looks up to me, everything I do. So I try and be the best I can be for him. He's going to be upset that I'm not playing anymore. But every game, he's like, brother, I saw you score a touchdown. Or brother, I saw you do this. And so he's one of the main reasons why I go as hard as I do.
That's awesome. And what's the difference between this season and last season for you?
Man, now it's being healthy, but what the main difference was I put myself in a better situation than off season. I got in a better shape. I was stronger, a little bit faster, so I was able to make more plays when the ball is in the air. I've been able to jump up and catch passes, but this year I really wanted to focus on making every play that was presented to me.
And up until the injury, you made quite a few plays where, unfortunately, we lost Clinton Solomon to the Las Vegas Outlaws, where he's been doing pretty good. I've been staying in contact with him as well. It's been nice to see him shine somewhere else and show how talented you guys are. But that pretty much made it kind of wide open for that wide receiver one spot, and you pretty much took it over early on and let everybody else know that you were going to help Robert Kent as much as possible.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool because I actually played with Robert a little bit in San Antonio while he was down there, so we kind of had a little bit of a chemistry before I got out here. But yeah, he's a great quarterback, man. He has a lot of experience. He's been through a lot, so when he tells you to do something, you normally do it. And he knows what he's doing, so.
Yeah, because I won't lie, he's one of the ones, because I put it out to the fans, and not to mention that I talked to Matt Lunsford and Sonny Clark a lot during the week, but I put it out to the fans, and I told them I wanted to do that, you know, let the fans let me know who they want to hear from on the show. And you guys just, I mean, the outpouring from all that everybody wanted you guys on. And it's been good to have you guys on. Well, Robert Kemp's one that he, at the beginning of the season, I don't know much about him. I just heard that he might be the veteran of the group. I really thought Halpin was going to be your starter. And then all of a sudden, I see Robert play, and I went, oh, okay, he's it.
Yeah, actually, from the first couple of days in training camp, Rob took over the reins, and he hasn't looked back. I mean, he's doing a great job. I'm proud of him. After what he's doing, he's one of our vocal leaders out there, as well as just, you know, one of the, as motivational guys. He knows exactly what to say when things are going bad or things are going good. He keeps everybody on the even keel. So he's definitely the veteran on the team.
That he definitely is. And do you watch game film?
I watch a lot of game film. I haven't watched as much recently, but I'm gonna get back on it only because I want to be able to help my teammates. Like, as far as, you know, when I see something out there during practice, I'm gonna say, hey, you know, this guy's gonna do this, so make sure you send him up some more or be into your route faster just to help them out. But when I was playing, man, I definitely watched a lot of film because that's the best way to work on yourself as far as getting yourself better, as well as getting advantage on other teams, seeing what they're doing. I've seen what they do in certain situations, third down, fourth down, first down, second down, and their techniques. So you always want to watch film to get advantage on the other guys.
All right, well, then I'm gonna throw out a challenge to you and everybody else I've had on the show and anybody else that just wants to give this guy a little bit of crap about this. Early in the season, I had Darius Fudge on, and so far he is the only player or coach that I've had on here that says he doesn't watch game film. Now, I understand if it works for you, it works for you, but, you know, at some point, y'all got to go, hey, watch the video.
Fudge is a vet, too. I mean, so, you know, you can say something, but he's been around for a while. So, I mean, so he knows a lot of the ins and outs of this league as well. So, I mean, if he doesn't want to watch them, so you can't make them. But he's still being productive. So if he doesn't want to watch film and he's still productive, I'm all for it.
What's something others might not know about you?
Man, something people might not know. Let's see. My favorite movie is The Lion King of all time. I can watch it any day, any time of the day. I also listen to the soundtrack before every football game. So that's one thing a lot of people don't know about me.
I did see that on your Facebook, and I saw somebody calling you out because of one particular scene, and I won't do that here. But I agree with you. It's a just phenomenal movie. It's got a lot of good symbolism and stuff like that, and I agree. It's got one of the best soundtracks.
Yeah.
A lot of Elton John soundtrack.
My mom actually, she bought it for me my freshman year in college. I had a CD player, you know. I didn't have an iPod or anything like that, so I had an old school CD player, and she bought me the soundtrack, because that was my favorite movie, and I just haven't looked back since. I listened to it before every football game.
See, now that's going to help you out with some street cred there that it's going to mean something.
Most definitely.
I give you credit and points for liking that movie. I have no problem with it. We could debate movies all day long, and we both end up looking pretty silly, probably. what's the most important attribute to playing wide receiver?
Got to catch the football. Man, that's probably number one and number two. If you don't catch the football, you're not going to score any touchdowns. You're not really going to help the team, especially in arena ball. It's mostly all about passing. You run the ball here and there, but at the end of the day, you got to score points. And so if you're not catching the football, you're not scoring points.
See, and how simple is that? And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this particular quote that I heard the other day, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but I'm sure Frankie's going to send me an email in a minute about this. But if you're a wide receiver and you're not catching the ball, aren't you just a defensive back?
Exactly. That's what we call them. DBs are receivers you can't catch.
Exactly. That's what I heard. And I heard Pete Carroll say it, and I usually don't argue with a good coach, so I let that go.
No, you can't argue. But I do give Frankie a lot of credit, man. He catches a lot of picks, even in practice. He'll catch some picks. He's actually done pretty good at receiving, too, so he's one of the few that can actually catch.
Yeah, and he makes it look pretty easy, not quite as easy as you do. you got any hobbies or talents besides watching The Lion King and listening to the soundtrack?
I'm not going to lie. I don't have many talents, but I do love to fish. That's probably one of my favorite things to do, fishing and playing video games. I haven't got a chance to go fishing yet since I've been out here, but it's soon to come, especially because it's summertime now. So I'm definitely fishing and playing video games.
You know, enough of you guys are gamers. I need to get with Matt Lunsford. I got an idea for a fundraiser you guys could do after the season. Have all the gamer Revolution players get together in a big Madden tournament or a big Call of Duty tournament or something to raise money for a charity. This would be a good idea.
I'm down. All you have to do is set it up. I'm with you.
Hey, maybe I could even swing by for that one. I won't be in it, of course. I enjoy Madden, but I am terrible at any kind of first-person shooter game. I usually end up shooting my own team somehow because they tell me the wrong color.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, and the worst of us, too. you were the Champions Indoor Football Player of the Week a couple weeks back with the 6 catches, 102 yards, 3 touchdowns. What was that day like? Were you just feeling really good, or was it just you just it just happened to fall in your lap?
Man, actually, it was one of those things. I was blessed to have a lot of opportunities in the game. Robert decided to look my way a few more times that game, and I just caught the pass. Actually, the game before against Dodge City, I had 4 touchdowns that game, so it was kind of just like I kept up the momentum from that game to the next. You got to ask Robert why I had so many catches that game, man. He threw the ball, so.
Well, see, then since I don't know if he's listening or not, but since a lot of your teammates and other members of the Revolution might be, if we get Robert Kent on here, we can get to the bottom of a lot of the things we're hearing.
Yes, sir.
He's going to be such a mark, man. You guys are going to give him so much. He's going to come after me now. And I'm pretty sure I cannot outrun him.
No. Hey, he's had a couple QB sneaks and bootlegs. He looks pretty fast. He probably looks faster than me on a few of them. So it'd be a little hard to outrun him at this point.
Well, but you could also tell him that his quarterback runs were a lot shorter distance. So, see, you had to run all the way down the field, and you just ran a few yards.
Yes, sir.
What's it been like having Catherine Dunn around the locker room for the Inside the Revolution segment?
That's pretty cool, man. She does her interviews and things like that. So, getting to practice doing interviews on camera and actually – I feel like you're a professional athlete, you know, doing certain interviews and things like that. I mean, it's pretty cool. She's real cool. I had a chance to talk to her a few times. Not as many as I would like to be on TV and everything like that, but it's definitely fun having that type of atmosphere around the locker room and around the team.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of her work. She does amazing things, and it doesn't hurt that her actual day job, she's a mere few feet away from one of my favorite people in Mark Cuban.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I'll have to make my way out to a Mavs game one day. Maybe we'll all go to a big game sometime and maybe try to get Mark's attention.
I'm all for it.
What's it been like, Jen Welter, first as a teammate and then as a coach? What's that been like?
Man, she's awesome, man. She's full of energy. Every day at 5 a.m. when we walk in the facility, she's one of the first ones to ask us, hey, how are we doing? Big smile on her face, give us a hug. But at the same time, as nice as she is, she has a mean side. She's not scared to get in your face. So if you mess up, she's definitely going to tell you what you did wrong.
Yeah, she's definitely intense, but in a good way, in a relaxed,
yes,
a better person, in a Kurt Angle way, just that focus.
Yes, sir.
Who's your favorite sports team?
Favorite sports team is the San Antonio Spurs. I know that might go wrong with a lot of people here in Dallas, but the San Antonio Spurs, because I was born in San Antonio, so I hope they give me a pass on that.
So you're a fan of old man basketball?
Old man basketball, yep. Tim Duncan's my favorite player, so.
It's hard to go wrong there. I remember when he got drafted, and everybody was like, oh, he's another David Robinson. I said, no, he's a different kind of player, but they're going to win a lot with him.
Exactly. And San Antonio is definitely appreciated, all he's done for it.
That's great. Who's your favorite celebrity that you've met?
Man, okay. It's a tie out of David Robinson and Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow.
I actually got to meet both of them working for Microsoft, so it was pretty cool getting to meet them. I've never felt so short in my life, because they are really tall, but they're both really awesome people, man. They care about everybody. They're real nice, and they're not too. They don't have the celebrity mindset of like, I'm too big to talk to this person. They like to reach out to everybody. So I would definitely say it's a tie out of those two.
All right. So I'll ask you about David Robinson another time. So with Shaq, like, I bet Shaq was like, hey, Brett, can you fix my computer?
He actually.
That's a terrible Shaq. If Charles Barkley was here, he'd say that was just terrible. That was terrible. I think my terrible is better than my Jack impression.
Yeah,
I'd probably be like, hey, Jeremy, shut the hell up, you know.
He's really down to earth. I mean, Jack's from San Antonio as well, so he actually called me home team when I was talking to him because we were both from San Antonio.
Well, that's really cool, and that will hopefully be the end of my bad impressions for the night. So there's a good thing I got a pretty face, I guess.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, I appreciate it then. I'll at least have to send you a cupcake or something like that. Who would you like to meet?
Man, one person I've always wanted to meet is Tim Duncan. That's my favorite athlete of all time, man. A lot of my friends in San Antonio have gotten to meet him, but I've never been fortunate enough to meet him. So one day I'm going to meet Tim Duncan. That's my that's on my bucket list.
Hey, maybe we can appeal, even though this would never happen, maybe we can appeal to those Dallas fans that are in your general area. I know Mark Cuban's got enough money to get Tim Duncan to come play for a year, or at least come meet you, right?
I hope so.
But I would say maybe we can get Matt Lunsford to help out, but I feel just in mentioning him for this many times, I'm probably going to get another email from corporate. So I really joke that I get those, but... I really joke that I get all the bad emails, but I really don't. At some point, I guess I will get one, so I'm not looking forward to it. Either way,
that's
I was up here from corporate. You got a great front office up there in Texas Revolution land, as I call it.
Yes, sir.
Who was your favorite team growing up? Was it the Spurs?
Man, basketball-wise, yeah, it was always the Spurs. My dad's favorite team is the Lakers, so we always had some battles when they would play. As far as football goes, my favorite team growing up was the Colts, only because I liked Marvin Harrison. That's actually why I wore number 88 through high school and college. So I'll probably say the Colts and the Spurs.
I can definitely get behind those. Marvin Harrison would be a great person. He had a great attitude about it, and still does to this day.
Yes, sir.
What's it like being a role model? Because no matter what, this will be the last Charles Barkley reference, hopefully. Not for Charles, but he's not paying me to say his name. You know, Charles Barkley says that athletes aren't role models, but it's very easy to argue that a lot of kids and other people look up to you guys, especially pro football players, even in the indoor environment. What's it like being a role model?
It's awesome, man. A lot of the kids could come to the games. You know, they see you in the jersey and say, "Hey." One of the kids, when I was playing, they were saying how he was number 6 and all these things like that. And you know, just seeing the light in their eyes when they're talking to you is not the same way you were when you were little. And so, just reliving that through all the kids out there, even some of the some of the grown-ups. I have friends my age in their 20s that are saying, you know, hey, I look up to you, like all the things you've done. Like I want to do a lot of things you've done or you're gonna do. So just having people look up to you in any type of way is awesome, man. It's awesome.
And I just got a couple more for you, and then actually probably the fun part of the show for a lot of other people. But we'll get to that in a second. You do have any fitness or nutrition tips?
Man, the best thing I can say is if you think it's bad for you, don't eat it or drink it. And cardio is the key. So I know I've always struggled with the abs. And so if you work out, but you're not doing cardio or you're not eating right, you'll never get abs. So that's my nutritional tip. Eat right and do cardio.
I think that goes right along. Another idea, Matt, if you're listening, I have so many great ideas for you guys. Not only could you do a cookbook, because I think a lot of you guys can cook, but I think the Revolution should do a fitness or nutrition either video or just a book with all you guys' tips about what you do.
We should do it.
We got to get on this. Matt's going to have to fly me out there so we can talk about this.
You need to patent it right now.
Yeah, I was about to say, I need to check my phone and make sure I'm not getting a text right now. Matt, you know we messed with you on purpose. Watch out for bicycles is all I can say to Matt. He almost got sideswiped during that halftime show, and I can't lie. Once I realized he was okay, I could not stop laughing.
As long as he was okay.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if he's let you guys know this, but it's late enough in the season, and I think you could actually utilize this. Have you guys got to test out the selfie sticks that Matt has?
Not the one that Matt has, but Fred has one. He takes pictures with after every game, so we've taken plenty of selfies with Fred.
That's awesome. Well, Matt has a handful of them because he let the referees borrow one, and he wanted to make sure that a lot of the players didn't realize he had them yet. I think he didn't
yeah.
want them to go missing. So, but they're there now, yeah. And since you're on the sideline, it could actually, I don't know about the rules of the game, but maybe before or after or during warm-ups, you guys could have some pretty cool selfies there, I think.
I'll ask him about it. I mean, I won't be doing anything else before the game, so why not?
Tell him it was my idea.
Yes, sir.
You can always use that as an excuse because I think he'll buy it. I think it was anyway. Last question I got for you, and then we'll get into the other set of questions. What are your goals for football and beyond or after football?
Man, my goals, obviously football-wise, is to go wherever football takes me, whether that's back to Arena One or CFL, NFL. That's where I want to be. Outside of football, I just want to be who God intended me to be as far as a man, a person, a future husband. I'm not engaged or anything like that. But I'm saying I'll just later on in life. I also want to own my own gym one day, as well as. Since I work for Microsoft now, move up within the company there as well.
I think those are very respectable. I like I said, you might have a future in coaching because I feel like they're going to put you to work in the next couple of weeks.
They will. I guarantee you that.
I say I'm almost sure of it. I'm sure as soon as I'm as we're sending out some of the updates from the show here, I'm sure Jim's looking now like, oh, right, I got another set of eyes.
I'm sure she is.
And now to the, I think it's you guys' favorite part as well, but a lot of fans like this. It's something I wanted to do different when I decided to do this show this season, and that I have the previous guests come up with a few questions that they would ask the current guest. And my previous guest was one DeMario Dixon. So he come up with a few questions that he would ask you if he was doing this interview. And then, obviously, I will tell you who next week's guest is because I actually already I try to keep ahead of the game there, and I actually have that one booked. So that'll be fun. You can come up with just a handful of questions for them. But we'll get to DeMario's questions here.
I'm a little nervous.
He's got four. They're not too bad.
Four.
I have to look at him. I wasn't sure because Frankie had some really funny ones when he came up with them. So he really got after Robert Williams about it. It was pretty funny. All right, number one question from DeMario Dixon for you, Mr. Brett Reeves Jr. Who is your favorite player on the Texas Revolution besides yourself?
Oh man,
that zinger.
I would probably say, actually, the person I like to watch the most I'll go on the defensive side of the ball is probably Frankie, because whenever Frankie's making plays, the whole defense is doing good. I mean, the D-line is awesome as well, So whenever they're making plays, we're probably going to win the game.
I think Frankie would definitely appreciate that. I'm sure he's doing something at this juncture as well. All right, number two. As my screen jumps around on me, of course it would. here we go. It's a follow-up to the previous question. Why is DeMario Dixon your favorite player? He said to ask, even if you picked another player, I was supposed to ask that.
Well, okay, to answer his question, he sacks the quarterback. That's why he's my favorite player.
Exactly. That's, if you can't catch the ball and score, you at least want to knock somebody down, right?
Exactly.
Oh, man, you guys are having a lot of fun with this. So I'm sure you're going to come up with some good ones for next week's guest.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be
definitely
fun. Question number three. What is the best play you ever made on the football field?
Man, ever?
You're digging deep now.
Yeah, I know. I got to think about this one. Okay, actually, my sophomore year of college, we played Valdosta State at Valdosta, and the play before, a guy had made a one-handed catch, and, like, the whole crowd went crazy, like, saying, like, da-na-na, da-na-na, as far as, like, the top 10 sports center goes, and our very next offensive series, we ran a slant and go, and I made a one-handed catch myself. That's probably my best catch I've ever made playing football was that. A lot of people, a lot of my old teammates, when they saw Odell's catch on Monday Night Football, they referred it back to mine, saying that my catch is better. But, you know, he's in the NFL, so I say his was better.
Now, I don't know. I'm going to give Odell Beckham the credit and the benefit of the doubt on it. But, you know, a lot of I've seen him in warm-ups as far as his tape on that, and I know how he warms up doing those kinds of things. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people say stuff about the sticky gloves, but you still got to stretch and make that catch, even if the gloves,
exactly.
You know, make sure you don't drop it.
Exactly. That was an awesome catch, man. That was an awesome catch.
All right, and the last and final question, I guess that's what the word last would mean anyway. I'm not sure why I said that. who is your favorite superhero and why?
Favorite superhero? Yeah. I'll probably say my favorite superhero is Captain Planet. It's real old school, but I thought it was cool as far as the teamwork aspect, that all the Planeteers, they made Captain Planet, and he was a hero. And he also helped the environment, so that was cool as well. So I have to say Captain Planet.
I believe you're the second Revolution player this year to mention Captain Planet. I want to say it was Darius or Frankie. I believe it was Darius who may have mentioned that he's a Captain Planet fan. You might want to ask around. Apparently, there's a lot of Captain Planet fans out there.
I didn't think there would be. That's awesome.
Might have to nail down some DVD seasons of those, and you guys, you know, if Darius is not going to watch game film, maybe he'll watch Captain Planet.
Maybe he'll watch something. You're right.
or you can tell him it's Captain Planet, and then like have it bleed into game tape, and he'd be like, "Oh, come on."
He'd probably walk out and leave.
Yeah. Well, and that's going to do it for all of DeMario's questions for you. I thought they were pretty funny, and you seem to enjoy them as well. Now, of course, I'll get with you before next Tuesday night show for your questions, and I'll go ahead and break the news now. Next week's guest is running back Jordan Brown.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I was about to say, you guys both on the same offense a lot of times, around each other a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure we're going to get some pretty good questions as well.
I got some good ones for him.
All right. Well, like I said, I'll get with you between now and next Tuesday's show with those questions. But, you know, that's gonna do it for all the questions I have for you, Brett. I appreciate you coming on. I know your time was limited today. I hope it didn't take up too much of your time. Like I said, appreciate you coming on. hope the leg heals not only properly but in, you know, as fast as it can. Look forward to seeing you back on the field, and good luck to you and the team the rest of the season.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Jimmy.
And that was Brett Reese Jr. of your Texas Revolution. I told you guys, you reach out, you tell me who you'd like to have on, I'll get them on. I'll do everything I can to get them on. As much as I kid around about getting crazy emails from corporate, the Revolution listen. I let them know sometimes, hey, you know, the guys want to hear from this, and from this guy, from this coach, from this person. And between me, the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna, and Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, we always have him on the show. And in case you guys didn't get a chance to catch Friday's special bye week show, which was a lot of fun for sure, go over to Sonny's page. I'm pretty sure I posted it on my Facebook page as well. But the Eagle Eye, the Impact, and the Voice all got together. We sound like one of the craziest 70s style pro wrestling tag teams you'll ever find. Probably be a pretty good tag team, actually. But we broke down, you know, kind of the season up to this point. We talked about the next five games, because five games to the championship, remember that. We broke down all that stuff. We talked about everything Revolution. We previewed the next few weeks, talked about some things that we saw great with the team, some things we thought they needed to work on. Just all together, you know, talking as much as possible and gearing everybody up for this playoff run, because it's going to happen. And it starts, you know, it really started this week with the bye week. These guys didn't take a week off. Are you kidding me? They were in there working out, doing everything they could, watching their game film in between Captain Planet, apparently. Apparently, I'm going to have to dig out the old VCR and the VHS tapes I have, because I watch Captain Planet. I don't know about you guys. I'm not afraid to admit that. And having Brett on a while ago, not only was it just awesome getting to talk to him, and, you know, we really hated about his injury that he's out for the year, but that adds another set of eyes and another coach, officially, unofficially, however you want to call it, on the sideline. So, really, the team's going to get better just off of that as well. They'd be better if he was on the field, obviously, but at the same time, he can now go out there and go, hey, remember when we ran this? This is what I'm seeing now. This is why it didn't work. He can really be out there and has a good future in coaching, more than likely. But this coming up week, of course, your Revolution will be taking on the San Angelo Bandits. I believe it's San Angelo Bandits. I don't have it. And my computer decided to be interesting again. Yeah, San Angelo Bandits. Of course, that's a home game at the Allen Event Center. The week after that, they'll be in Amarillo against the Venom, and then finish up at home against the Duke City Gladiators. The Gladiators are going to hit tough, but need to win all three games. You may can get by with two. Need to win all three. And like I said, it starts this weekend against San Angelo Bandits. And that's actually going to do it for me this week. Hope you guys enjoyed me having Brett Reese Jr. on. That guy was a blast. It's always fun getting to talk to these guys. I look forward to the questions he comes up with for next week's guest, Jordan Brown. But for Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio, I am Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for dropping by the Rev Zone. Cannons up.